The combine is where all those players go, 323 or so players go to be weighed, measured, examined, by doctors, tested, and Wunderlich tests, among others. There's another test that many of them will take. It's the TAP test, the Troutwine Athletic Profile, assessing their mental makeup. It's gone on at the Combine for a little while now. Joining us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, the man who developed that test, psychologist Dr. Robert Troutwine. Dr. Troutwine, thanks very much for being on the air with us. We appreciate it.
Good evening. Thank you.
Tell me about how long you've been done this, the TAP test, the Troutwine Athletic Profile.
This will be the 32nd year.
Wow. And how long have you gone? How long have you gone to the Combine and administered this test?
Yeah, ever since 1984.
Okay. All right. So it's been a while. What is the TAP test? What is the Troutwine Athletic Profile, Dr. Troutwine?
Well, I help companies hire the right people, and so I needed something for this application originally. I'm talking about in the old days. And so it was like, okay, what do we need to measure? And so we came up with an assessment that was validated. So it looks at things like the player's heart, ability to make adjustments on the field, off the field, live a normal life, if you will, work hard to get better, some of those things that we refer to as intangibles.
Yeah, I mean, for years, scouts and football people have been talking about intangibles. Are you able to quantify intangibles?
We are. I came out of a scientific background, originally a physicist, if you can believe that. And so, yes, everything is very standardized, measured, you know, metrics, those kinds of things.
How long does the test take, and who takes the test at the Combine? Do you have individual appointments set up with players, or do teams administer? How do you do it?
The Combine's done a great job of scheduling this huge, if you can imagine, a cogs in a machine. So we get everybody at the Combine, and it's been that way for, you know, two decades, three decades, but it was not with the help of anyone in the past. But now the Combine people do a great job. So players have an appointment. They show up at the tap room, and we get them in, get them out, and move them on.
How many teams make themselves the tap test available? How many teams use these, do you think, in their evaluation?
It's ranged from over half to as few as four. And so every year I have to contract. And, you know, it's a business where people – change uniforms, but they're the same people. So this year it might be the Buffalo Bills, but if that GM moves over, you know, somewhere else and everything. So this year we're kind of actually in negotiations. We have four that signed the dotted line, but we might get as many as four more. Same deal in Major League Baseball. Actually, we have quite a few more.
Huh. We are live on the line with Dr. Robert Troutwine. He joins us by the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. He administers the TAP test, the Troutwine Athletic Profile, to prospects at the NFL Scouting Combine this week, and his website is therightprofile.com. You're attempting to extend this technology into the private sector, I guess. You probably already do with businesses that are in the business of hiring people, huh?
Yes. I mean, that's really the field I came out of, and then with the Right Profile, We have been able to take it to a new level with the web-based application, as well as some new analytics that we can see things that I used to not be able to see through statistics and analytics, you know, big data is what they call it.
Yeah.
So,
Dr. Troutwine, can you give us an example of the type of question that would be on the your test that would indicate, I don't know, coachability or stability, some of the traits that teams are interested in looking at?
Yeah, let me first, you know, give you a category. So is a player flexible-minded? So there might be a question about how they connect, you know, a concrete concept to an abstract notion. And then some of them are attitudinal. So, like, you know, basically we're trying to figure out, do they, you know, think life is unfair? You know, people owe me something, you know, those kinds of things, you know, kind of that expectation that I'm entitled, you know, that kind of thing. Or,
mm-hmm.
And so, you know, are you going to work hard to make yourself a little bit better? You know, some of those types of attitudes are what we're trying to get at.
And the questions that will be asked to get at that, what kind of questions?
Well, you know, it's funny, they're not very transparent, which is one of the strengths of the TAP. I mean, you can't really figure out what they're getting at. So here's a specific example. There is one right way of doing things, true or false.
Hmm.
And, you know, one is capitalized. So it's like, boy, that's tough, you know.
Yeah.
And I can't give away the secret sauce, but, you know, that's the type of question players encounter.
Yeah.
And it tells us a lot.
What you wind up with, I'm told, is athlete types. 8 distinct athlete types, is that right, after someone takes the TAP?
Yes, that's a new revolution in the right profile. Before, it was just kind of me. And these guys came along, 3 other co-founders. And one of the things they were able to do with these analytics I'm referring to is we didn't know whether it'd be 2, 4, 6, 8, or even 7, but we discovered 8 athlete types. And you can actually go online and take the same assessment at the combine and discover your athlete type. And if you will, it's like your tribe. In mental makeup, who am I most like?
Well, yeah, I mean, some of these athlete types are intriguing. In fact, I've read where you and your group, the right profile people, have said that some of the high-profile quarterbacks out there you describe as Rocket Man. What does that mean?
Well, we were really, you know, in a quandary. What do we call these types?
Yeah.
You know, we could have called them type 1, type 2. And so, like, the Rocket Man is got some distinct characteristics. You know, I'm going to take charge. You know, I am invincible. Not exactly, but I'm going to make decisions quickly. I'm going to get things done. So, you know, that's a different type than somebody who might sit back and be a little more analytical.
And are there athlete types that are recommended for NFL players? I mean, are there some that you don't want, you would advise teams not to go near?
Absolutely not. No, it's, imagine somebody listening that's a high school coach. It's more a way, how can I reach this kid? But no, you would never, ever take a guy off the board because he's a knight instead of a Rocket Man. It's not predictive. It's only for helping coaches and parents understand the makeup of the athlete.
So it's a tool. It's not necessarily like a disqualifying test for the athletes.
Oh, no, not the athlete type. But it's very intriguing, you know, and there are different athlete types. You know, let's say you're a golfer, for instance. You're going to approach a putt completely different depending on your athlete type.
Yeah. I would imagine that some coaches may look for a certain type for a certain position or to fill a certain role as opposed to another athlete type that you have.
Right. But, again, you know, one thing, originally all I did was evaluate players. But now it's like, okay, you know, I know this player has strengths and weaknesses. What do I do? So the athlete type helps the coach at any level say, you know what, he's a Rocket Man or he's a knight or he's a cowboy. I'm going to, you know, at practice approach him a little differently than, let's say, a different type. And we do team analytics so you can see the composition of your position groups and so on. So if you have a bunch of, you know, engineers, coaches don't have much time. So it's like, okay, when I go to practice, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z because I just reviewed this really quick, easy-to-understand athlete-type report on my squad, you know, or my unit.
Right.
And so it's totally from a development standpoint.
Dr. Trotwine, is there evidence that teams succeed when they use the TAP?
Yeah, I mean, we've tracked that for years, and even on our website, you know, we have the percentage of our of our clients versus, you know, non-clients and non-users and everything. And I do think the proof is in the pudding, and we're happy to talk about that all day.
Yeah, I bet. As you said, it's administered to prospects at the combine, but for lay people walking around, the tap might be helpful in other areas too, right? And it is accessible online.
Yes. And, we have business applications and just people, like I said, the recreational golfer, definitely coaches out there that are trying to get a handle on their players. So we're putting it out there to help everybody.
And the place to go is the website, right? TheRightProfile.com.
Correct, yeah. And then, just follow it from there.
Dr. Trautwein is fascinating. We hope to bump into you at the Combine this week. Thank you very much for coming on the show with us tonight to talk about it.
All right. Well, good luck to the people in Buffalo.
Thank you. Dr. Robert Trautwein is the developer of the TAP, the Trautwein Athletic Profile. It is administered to prospects at the Combine, as he said. They assess their mental makeup to find what makes them tick, to find ways for coaches to get to these players, a behavioral and attitude indicator that measures the intangibles related to athletic success and personal success. The Trautwein Athletic Profile, TAP. You can read more about it at their website, therightprofile.com.